Hello and welcome to Up the Villa podcast. We've got the band back together tonight, all four of us together. But before we start, big news for the podcast. We've got new merch in. We've got brand new t-shirts. We've Up the Villa podcast logo on. The t-shirts are really cool with the printed badge on. So if you're interested in getting a t-shirt, then just follow the link on Depop in the description to this video, and you can get them through there. So that's really exciting for us that we've got some new merch out. Some of you will probably have seen my little rant ad yesterday about obviously what happened during the game. So you don't really want to hear me talking about it too much. So I'll bring in some of the lads to talk about what their thoughts on it really. But so some things that have obviously emerged since I last spoke was really Tyrone Mings tweeting that he was unaware of that rule completely. And I think if you've got a player that's miffed by that decision as well, it just needs more clarity. The rule needs changing. And another thing for me is that I can't get my head around that when you're watching a lot of sport, there's never this drama and controversy after any sort of game. But I don't understand with football why week in, week out, there's always something. And it's just really frustrating. Justin, what's your thoughts on it? Because you, obviously, you're the oldest one that's on this podcast. So what are your thoughts on it?
First of all, I've just got these lads because I bought some juggling balls for Christmas. So no, it's just joking apart. It's been done to death, hasn't it? On Twitter, I've watched it today. There's been a bit of a phoning on Sky, hasn't it? Gabby was on with one of the refs. I think the upshot of it all is it does seem that is actually a rule in football, which is absolutely gobsmacked me that that's a rule that's there that none of us even knew about. I'll do a bit of reffing, not to that level, obviously. But I was always under the impression, as was Tyrone Mings, that he obviously was very aware that there was a player behind him. He went to bring the ball down, I think probably just thinking that, fair enough, if he goes to tackle me, then he'll just be given offside. So, you know, I'll get a bit of a free hit here to try and take the ball away. Yeah, he coughed it up a little bit, he miscontrolled it, and that's what caused the problem when he got robbed of the ball. But I think everybody was just waiting for it to be overruled by VAR and was all absolutely gobsmacked when it wasn't. So I think that's where the problem is. You know, we don't want to talk about it for 3 hours because I could easily switch out and swear and we've all been really frustrated and annoyed. But the problem really, although it's very pedantic for the referees to sort of let it stick in the game, it, ultimately that was the rule. You know, the rule's wrong, isn't it? Like a lot of things with this modern day football, they really need now to stick and have a really good look at that rule. And I think Dermot Gallagher said today, he said he really thinks that they'll get together on a meeting and it's a loophole, isn't it? That's what he called it, a loophole. So unless clubs start trying to expose that loophole and leaving players offside and then trying to, you know, when the ball head the ball back towards, you know, up front and then try and nick the ball off the player, because you can't be given offside apparently. So if that starts happening, they're going to have massive problems, aren't they? Very frustrating, but it is what it is, isn't it? I think it's got to be looked at. It's got to be overruled and overturned.
I mean, it was even worse when Juventus had the same thing in their match yesterday, and it was literally like flag up straight away. I mean, how old
was he? He explained that though today, Gallagher. Did he try to explain it that the player didn't have the ball under control? Which, you know, that's just, it's not even an argument, is it? It's ridiculous.
I mean, if you're looking at our last few losses now, so we had the Trezeguet penalty against Brighton at home. We've had the West Ham offside with Watkins. We've had this one last night. So after virtually in all of our games, we're having some form of VAR controversy whenever we lose a game. And it's really frustrating. Ryan, what are you thinking?
Well, I'll start on a positive because I thought it was an absolute colossal display last night, considering what went on prior with the COVID. To come out and play like that at the Etihad, where we normally get smashed 5 or 6 nil, was terrific. The defending was brilliant. Matty Target, Jesus, what a game he had and what a season he's having. There was one moment where I think it was about the 70th minute and he made his fifth or sixth slide tackle of the game. And I was up off my seat and just chewing it because his performance, it was sensational. But, we rode our luck at times, but we earned it. And I thought we attacked really well. Like, City does suffocate you. And I felt suffocated in my own house when we had the ball. It's like you could feel City's presence around you. And, there were some great touches from Toure and Grealish and Dean Smith with his peckers, yeah. But, right, we were just robbed of the opportunity to see the result. I thought football, it just used to be a simple game. And I just don't know what the rules are anymore. I do not know what the rules are. It broke Dean Smith yesterday. He ain't got a clue. It broke the fan base. We ain't got a clue. And my love for football is just diminishing by the game. And it isn't an isolated incident. It's happening every game for us.
Yeah.
Like you just mentioned, Brighton, penalty, shocker. West Ham, joke of a decision. Didn't even look at the penalty, too busy with the offside. Man United, Luke Shaw goes down, Pogba's standing, go down, son, go down. Yeah. And then Pogba's throwing himself into Luiz to get a penalty. And tell me something, what is the difference between Maguire's handball with Keenan Davis and Matty Cash's handball yesterday? I see no difference.
Did you see West Brom Wolves, Gibbs handball in the box?
Yeah.
Playing basketball, he caught it.
And as for that rule that, with Justin just touched on, it says there a player in an offside position receiving the ball from an opponent who deliberately plays the ball. Right. If Mings takes the ball down and let's say he backheels it to Martinez and Rodri's behind him, takes the ball and puts it in the net, goal all day long. Mings has deliberately played that ball to him. For Mings to take a touch and Rodri sneak up to him like a thief, nick the ball, lay it off and claim his assist. That is not what it says here. It's just, it's just an absolute joke. And Dean Smith summed it up right by juggling balls. And all that work Dean Smith done in the summer, during lockdown, you could tell he worked hard and he's got us up to this level. What are the rest done during that time? Were they on Zoom calls going, flipping out, look at this, how are we going to put this right? Nah, feet up. So
it's just annoying that what it is, it's super, super inconsistent and it's just ropey as anything. Do you know what I mean? It's so ropey. It's like, you just can't get your head around it. Like, I mean, now, when we was going to the games last season, you're celebrating a goal and then you sat back down because they've intervened with it. This feels even worse now because it feels like there's just drama around every corner. It's like the ref and VAR's the show. And it's so annoying. Seb, what are you thinking?
I mean, 100% agree. I've said it once and I've said it again. The standard of officiating in this country is horrific. And that starts with the Premier League and it doesn't even end. It goes all the way down to non-league. I mean, I thought when we came up from the Championship, the thing I was most happy about was the fact that finally, we get some decent qualified referees to ref our games and obviously VAR to come in as well. So we'd have no more of the J. Rodriguez handball situation, the hand of Rod. We'd have none of that anymore. But it seems to be more controversial now in the Premier League than it was down in the Championship. I mean, it's horrific. But, we can't complain because goal line technology was turned off. So we're not in a position to complain. We wouldn't be in the league without it. But it's awful. It's really, really bad.
Yeah, I know. But I just feel like we've got to move on from that now. Do you know what I mean? We're going to have like more and more of these things go against us. And that's everyone's just going to be going, we stayed up because of that. So let's move on then. Let's go a little bit more positive and look forward to Newcastle at home on Saturday. Another game in quick succession. But for me, it's a game that I'm eyeing 3 points at. I'm looking at nothing but 3 points on Saturday. We're coming up against a team that is bang out of form. They haven't won in the last 5 games. They're hardly scoring any goals. Classic Bruce is having an absolute nightmare. He's chopping and changing the lineup. He played 5 at the back versus Sheffield United, but then goes 4-4-2 against Arsenal away. dodgy, but we've got to get the win there. Justin, how are you feeling about Newcastle then?
I think we'll absolutely annihilate them. I think we'll, honestly, I think we'll, if we can't beat the Cabbage FC, then we're in big trouble, isn't we? We watching him again the other night, he's changed eight players. Anybody that's relying on 35-year-old Andy Carroll to lead the line up front, he's in big trouble, in my opinion. I mean, Mings will have him for breakfast, so it's not a problem there. We are missing McGinn, I believe. But I think that probably gives us an opportunity to go even more attacking at home against them. I think you just sit Douglas Luiz in front of the back four, and you then put probably Jack and Barkley centre mid in front of him. And then you stick the two wingers either side. El Ghazi was really unlucky to be left out yesterday. Truro the other side, Ollie Watkins. The key is getting an early goal against them, because they'll just come for the draw, as he always does, negative Brucey. So get an early goal and then do what we've done all season, put the foot down on them, you know, just strangle them and go for them, you know, 5-6 nil. I cannot, and I might live to regret this, see anything other than a comfortable Villa win on Saturday. I just can't, because I think it's very important. I think they will know. I know we've only played two league games this year, but we haven't won a league game this year so far. So they'll want to get that up and running very quickly. So they'll see this as a massive opportunity to win a game at home, with another three or four games to come after that, that hopefully they'll fancy the chances with as well. So I'm really positive. I think the performances have been decent against two really tough teams to play against, Man United and Man City. Forget the Liverpool game. That was really a with what happened, we can't really count that as a first team game now. So the two games we've had this year, very tough games. I think we're still in really good position in the league. You know, we don't want to be staying down that bottom half for long. So with Saturday gets us back in the top half and back pushing for European places. That's where I see it.
I'm with you. I think if we can get that early goal, no brainer, we'll win the game all day long. He's not going to come there and try and play us off the park, is he? Do you know what I mean? No. So we're going
to. He doesn't know how to, does he? We know that.
We've got too much quality to take the game to him. As long as we turn up and play decent, I feel like we'll get the win. Ryan?
Yeah, I totally agree with what Justin says, and it'll be interesting to see whether he does go Bartley and Grealish in the middle, because that's quite frightening, isn't it? Especially with a team low on confidence. But yeah, Bruce is struggling bad, and it's similar to the time he was with us, because he starts blaming the fans. Yeah, his classic comment of a mass hysteria amongst the fan base. We're not wrong. We knew what we was watching then. And the game he left us, Mark Bunn was in goal. James Bree and Jedinak finished as our centre-halves. And he's going that way with Newcastle, where he's losing the plot, he's chopping and changing. So we've got to go for the juggler and nothing but 3 points, I don't think, Luke.
Definitely. It'll just give us that confidence then. We're in it going into the Burnley game. You know, we'll start to have a little bit more form. Seb?
Yeah, I think the guys touched upon it themselves, but we have to get the 3 points on Saturday. I'm not quite sure whether it will be a 5 or 6 nil thrashing. That's not something I'm prepared to come out and say, because you see it all the time on Twitter. Clips of these people get put on Twitter. Newcastle will have won 1-0 with a Callum Wilson shot off his arse in the 90th minute. Justin will made to be look a twat on Twitter. But
not going to happen. Yeah. Not going to happen.
You said it, not me. But yeah, no, I think we'll get the 3 points, and I'm very confident. But we'll be made to work by Bruce, certainly, because he'll be making best friends with the whole 10, because he'll stick all 11 players back behind it. But as long as we can find a way through, we'll be fine.
Yeah, I think so too. Does anyone think he's going to put Ramsey in instead, though, in central midfield?
Yeah, yeah. I'm quite confident.
I think he'll do that. I do.
I don't know. I think given Barkley's been out for so long, you get an hour the other night. I think Ramsey's ideal to come on again with 20 to go. I think you'd give him another hour, Barkley. You've got to get him up to speed, haven't you? Two or three of them yesterday, it was only two or three of them, in my opinion, were off the pace, which was, you know, I thought there could be more of them off the pace. I mean, I think he's come out today, isn't it? I don't know if it's confirmed. Target was one of the ones that had COVID, apparently.
Yeah,
That's true. That is unbelievable performance he put in. It makes it even more unbelievable. So, yeah, given what they all had, I think it's important to get as many minutes in many of our first team legs as possible. If McGinn probably was fit, then you wouldn't put Ramsey anywhere near, would you? But I think Barkley, get him up to speed as quickly as possible.
I mean, especially for me as a football fan supporting Villa, like it would take a lot for me to badmouth any player or target a specific player after a specific game if they've been absolutely dreadful. It's just not in my nature to do that. And I know Target's had massive, massive stick, especially last season. But how good has he come on now? You know, and especially me and you, Ryan, I think we spoke about it before, like the coaching of how we're developing our own players. We're making our own signings get better and better. And I think Target especially is just one of those where he's massively improved. Trezeguet, massively improved. There was people coming out slating Traore after a game and a half. He will get better and better. So I think it's just so good to see someone like Target now becoming one of our first names on the team sheet. What are you thinking, Ryan, then?
Yeah, you've summed it up perfectly, man. And yeah, I'll hold my hands up. Last season, I was one thinking, you know, he ain't going to make it next season. I didn't think he had the heart for it, the fight for it, but my God, he's proved me wrong this season. And this is what Dean Smith is part of his makeup to coach players, and he makes them better and he improves them the same as Konsa. Look at the difference 12 months in Konsa. Look at Douglas Luiz as well when he come back after Project Restart, the difference he made. It is all done on the training pitch, and well done to Dean Smith and the rest of the crew there.
I mean, if we're talking about that back four at the minute, that back four could literally be the England back four.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's good. It's solid. Like, and I'm, you know, that's no joke. Like, we've probably got one of the best defences in the league at the minute. Do you know? We don't.
I think there's an argument for we've got the best back five in the country currently. There's only really Man City. You could argue, really.
I mean, it doesn't concede many goals at all from open play, really. You know, especially if you're looking at the games that we've, you know, when we lost to Southampton, they were all pretty much free kicks, weren't they? So I think every one of their ambition of that back four is to get in that England setup. And I think why not? Why can't any of them? Konsa? So Seb, we've got that rumour of Samson. What are your thoughts on it? Is it going to happen or not?
I'm not too clued up. So I'm going off, obviously, Fabrizio Romano, the most reliable person in the world. You know, I'd trust him with my life. If he was to tell me that my girlfriend was cheating on me, I'd believe him instead of her. He says it's close. He says it's really close. I think he said a matter of days, in fact. Personal terms have been agreed, apparently. It's just the fee now. Obviously, the French league is in a bit of a crisis at the moment. So I think the focus of Lang and the rest of the recruitment team is to see how low they can get it. I think we will get a cut price bid accepted in the end because they're looking to offload quite a few of their key players. It's a signing that excites me. Essentially, he's an upgrade on Hourihan and he's younger as well. So it's perfect for us.
I think so. I mean, if we've got rid of Hourihan, so there's one in the door going to be coming in, I think so anyway. So just thought we'd do this little video, little bit of a get-together, all four of us back on the same screen. We announced that we've got the new T-shirts that are out as well, so they're going to be out today. So, go and check them out. And thanks for watching. Up the Villa.
Up the Villa.
Up the Villa.